This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم لا إله إلا الله بها نحيا وبها نموت وبها نلقى الله وبها نوالي وأشهد أن عظيمنا وقدوتنا مولانا قرة عيني محمد ابن عبد الله عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وخليله أرسله كافة للناس بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا فبلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة فكشف الله به الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين فصلوات ربي وسلامه عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله أما بعد.
So I'd like to build a scene first.
So in Arab history, there is a man by the name of Amr ibn Kulthum. And Amr ibn Kulthum, he was the leader of his tribe. He was the chieftain of his tribe. And during his time, there was another Amr by the name of Amr ibn Hind. And this other Amr, Amr ibn Hind, he had reached the status where he was declared king amidst all the tribes. So there is an instance where Amr ibn Hind, he calls the family of Amr ibn Kulthum to come and sit with him. So Amr ibn Kulthum, the chieftain, he picks out a few people from his tribe and he brings his mother alongside and he comes to the tent of the king. So when he reaches this tent of the king, he enters into the presence, into the courtyard of the king, and the women are on the other side and they are separated by a curtain. And Amr ibn Hind, the king, he is sitting on top of his chair and he has a sword hanging above him. And during those times, they had a sword usually hanging above them because for two symbolic meanings. One of them is that, you know, to show that I have power and more authority over you. And another one was that when the time came to deliver justice to the people, he has a weapon ready and available to him. So they sit down, they get settled in. And on the other side of the curtain, the mother of Amr ibn Hind asks the mother of Amr ibn Kulthum, can you pass me that pot of water? And she says it, showing a hint of authority over her. So you can imagine this is the sensitivities of a mother of a tribal leader. So she doesn't accept it and she says, the owner of this pot has more right to it than me, meaning your pot, take it yourself. So the mother of the king continues to insist. So the mother of the chieftain, she calls out, oh, the dishonor of our tribe. On the other side of the curtain, Amr ibn Kulthum hears this, oh, the dishonor of our tribe. And so he jumps up, he grabs the sword, and he cuts the king's head off. I set this scene for you to realize what type of people you are dealing with. You know, these are people that are easily offended and quick to draw the blade when they sense any type of offense. And these people hold certain things in very high esteem. And of the things that they hold in very high esteem are their idols or their gods. Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu once said, my father sacrificed 100 camels to a single idol. I don't know about you, but I don't know anyone that sacrificed 100 goats to the one true God, and yet they sacrificed 100 camels to a stone idol. You know, deeply devoted, deeply loved, obedience to that level. And to those people who love these idols to such a degree, backed with a sensitive mentality, quick to react, quick to draw the blade, quick to take offense. To those people, Allah Azza wa Jal sends the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the declaration, La ilaha illallah. You know, they have 360 idols in and around the Kaaba, and obedient and loved each and every single one of them to the level of that. And the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now comes to them delivering the message, there is none worthy of worship save the one mighty God, meaning that all of this is complete rubbish. No, you need a heart made of steel for that. You need a heart bigger than a lion's. So my first point today, my dear brothers, sisters, and respected elders, is that Islam teaches courage by its exact definition. Islam teaches courage by its exact definition. Grow courage, teach courage to the young ones, to the next generation. Have that courage and be able to teach that courage to one day stand up for yourself, to one day stand up if that time comes to defend your religion, or to convey this deen to the people that need it most. We are so shackled by the bondages of fear, and we are so scared of what people might say, what people might think, what my family might think, what my friends might say, that we disregard everything that Allah Azza wa Jal has told us to, just so we can fit in into society. And of the people who had that esteemed and high level of courage, who accepted this message very early on, is a man by the name of Bilal ibn Rabah. So I have two lessons today that I am trying to convey. The first lesson, courage that is done. My second point, of the people that had that courage, was a man by the name of Bilal ibn Rabah, who was a Habashi slave enslaved in Mecca. So he has no tribal backing. He has no support. He has nobody to stand up and defend him. He is a slave. And a slave is different from a servant. A servant has the freedom to choose. He doesn't like this boss, he goes to another boss. He doesn't like this pay, he goes to another pay. A slave is owned by his master. A slave's property is owned by the master. Their kids are owned by the master. He works, and the results and the fruit of his labor is owned by the master. The master feeds him a little bit, but he's not even allowed to sit in the same room as the master. That is what type of level in society that Bilal radiallahu anhu had. And despite that, he has that advanced foresight to see that this message is something divine. And so he declares openly that I am now a part of this faith. And we know what happens next. The assault began, the torture, the taunting, the suffering was piled up on Bilal radiallahu anhu. We know the story where the boulder was placed on top of his chest. He was dragged across the streets by the kids, and he just called out one thing repeatedly, Ahadun Ahad, my Lord is one. And so Bilal radiallahu anhu bore those difficulties, bore those hardships, bore the challenges and the suffering that was piled up on top of him for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. And you can imagine Bilal radiallahu anhu being a slave, what could be his biggest wish? What could be a slave's biggest desire? And that is to be free one day. To one day say that I am a free man, my kids are free men and women, and the next generations to come will be free men and women. So because Bilal radiallahu anhu bore through the hardships for the deen of Allah Rabbul Izzah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfilled his biggest desire, his biggest wish, and sent Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu to go and free Bilal. So my second lesson to you, my dear brothers, sisters, and respected elders, is that when you bear the difficulties, when you bear the hardships for the sake of Allah, when you bear the challenges and the obstacles that are in your life for the sake of the deen of Allah Rabbul Izzah, Allah Azza wa Jal will do nothing except honor you, exalt you, elevate you throughout time and space. So Bilal radiallahu anhu, having his biggest wish granted, he is freed by Abu Bakr. And notice one thing. This is not an ordinary freedom. Allah Azza wa Jal could have sent anyone to free Bilal. He could have even sent a disbeliever, placed some sympathy in his heart and said, let me go free this man. He could have sent any of the ashab, but Allah Azza wa Jal chose Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu to go and free Bilal. By consensus, Abu Bakr is the best of the ummah after the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in that itself is an honor. And not only that, but now Bilal, the ex-Habashi slave, is now sharing the sufra, having a meal. It is now a close companion of the best of creation ever made. You know, just yesterday he was in a position where people didn't want to talk to him, didn't want to spend time with him, didn't want to even eat with him. And now he is spending time and became a beloved of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, what bigger honor is there than that? So now some more time passes. The migration happens where the Rasul and the believers migrate to Medina. And inside of Medina, the Rasul chose Bilal specifically to become his personal right-hand man. In so many hadith, you will read that the Rasul is telling Bilal, "Oh Bilal, go give this person that much. Go give this person that much and take this and give it to that person." So he is the confidant and the treasurer of the Rasul. And in Medina, when the salah had become obligatory upon the Muslims, it had came time for them to call out a prayer, to call out a call for the Muslims so that they know when the time of the prayer has come. And out of all of the creation, out of all of the ashab, there is Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Umar radiallahu anhu, Uthman radiallahu anhu. Out of all of those blessed individuals, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Bilal ibn Rabah radiallahu an to become the mu'adhin of the Muslims. And to this day, what a great value that is, subhanallah. 1400 years later, to this day, millions of masajid across the globe, in every single salah, the exact same utterance that Bilal radiallahu anhu called out on that day is still called out today. And in the narration of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whoever begins a good deed, whoever starts a good action, he will have the reward for it. And whoever acts upon it after that, he will get the reward for it as well. So can you imagine the uncountable amount of adhans that are called out today? The reward is going straight back to the origin, and Bilal radiallahu anhu is taking the fruits of it, subhan al-khaliq. And if that wasn't enough, if all that wasn't enough, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, after coming back from Isra wal Mi'raj, he says to Bilal radiallahu anhu, "O Bilal, I heard your footsteps in Jannah." You know, when you are in your office, when you are at work, and if your boss or your teacher pulls you aside and says, "Listen, O Ahmed, I just wanted to, you know, say thank you for your hard work. You've been doing a good job," and gives you a pat on the back, you know, you'll be smiling the entire day. You know, everyone around you will say, "Oh, look at Ahmed, he's on cloud nine today." So can you imagine the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, "O Bilal, I heard your footsteps in Jannah"? Allahu Akbar. And now some more time passes. Some more time passes now. And Bilal radiallahu, and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has passed. And the mu'adhin of the Muslims, Bilal radiallahu anhu, is now on his deathbed. And he is there with his wife. So you can imagine the emotions of his wife. She begins to call out, "Oh, what great sadness, what great sadness. My husband is about to pass. I am about to become a widow. A sahabi of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is about to leave this dunya. Oh, what great sadness." So look at the response of Bilal. He says, "This is not a sad day. This is not a sad day, but it is a happy one. For just after this little hurdle, just after this little final step, I'll be reunited with my beloved, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his companions." To have such clarity, such peace of mind at the time of death, you know, subhan al-malik, it is indescribable. So do you understand when I say, if you bear the hardships for the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal, if you bear the difficulties and you bear the challenges and the problems that are faced in your life for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal will do nothing except honor you, exalt you, elevate you in ways you cannot possibly imagine. When you are at school or you are at work or in a public setting and the time for salah comes, you get the notification of Muslim Pro on your phone that the time for Dhuhr is about to end. You look around trying to find a place to pray. You have that thoughts that I'll just pray at home. You know, people are going to look at me. I'm with my friends. What are they going to say? Bear that difficulty. Bear that challenge that has been brought upon you. Stand up, go to a corner, pray your salah. Because Allah Azza wa Jal has made it obligatory on me, pray that salah. Bear that difficulty for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. The sisters, Allahumma barik, they are dressed, covered head to toe, wearing a hijab in the summer Texas heat. Bear that difficulty. Bear through that hardship, especially in these times where the rest of society is dressed one way. You in particular, dressing in a modest way, that difficulty that has been brought upon you, bear through it. Bear through the hardships that you will face in life. With first and foremost, having the courage to stand strong and face those difficulties head on, and to next bear through it. And I promise you, وَرَبُّ الْكَعْبَةِ, Allah Azza wa Jal will elevate you, honor you, exalt you, increase you throughout time and space in ways you cannot possibly fathom. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make it extremely easy for us to remain on the straight path at all times. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make it extremely easy for us to bear through any difficulties that He sends our way. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to forgive us for any of our shortcomings. And we ask Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, the same way that He has gathered us today, to gather us into the highest levels of Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يديه الساعة من يطيع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداء الدين واجعل هذا البلد آمنا مطمئنا رخاء وسائر بهذا المسلمين اللهم ارحمنا واغفر لنا يا رب العالمين اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أصلح أهوال المسلمين في فلسطين اللهم أصلح أهوال المسلمين في فلسطين اللهم أصلح أهوال المسلمين في كل مكان يا ذا الجلال والإكرام لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين إن الله يأمركم بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأجل وأتم وأكبر أقيم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله. Keep the line straight, fill in all the gaps, stand shoulder to shoulder, and ensure that your heels are on the line. Please squeeze in as much as you can. There are many people who barely had any space to sit in the back. If you see a gap in front of you, be active in taking it. Inshallah, Allah Azza wa Jal will reward you the closer you are to the front.
Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم وأنيبوا إلى ربكم وأسلموا له من قبل أن يأتيكم العذاب ثم لا تنصرون واتبعوا أحسن ما أنزل إليكم من ربكم من قبل أن يأتيكم العذاب بغتة وأنتم لا تشعرون أن تقول نفس يا حسرة على ما فرطت في جنب الله وإن كنت من الصادقين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. وسيق الذين اتقوا ربهم إلى الجنة زمراء حتى إذا جاءوها وفتحت أبوابها وقال لهم خزنتها سلام عليكم طبتم فادخلوها خالدين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. There is a dua shifa for brother Qamar Iqbal, dua shifa for sister Karun Nisha, for brother Mirhadi Ali, for brother Mirza Azmatullah Baig, for sister Shanaz Baig, for Brother Faisal Khan, for Brother Nu'man Ahmed, for Brother Iftikhar Ahmed, and for the mother of Brother Arsalan and Nu'fal Jafariyi. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to grant them full shifa as soon as possible. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make it extremely easy for them in these troubling times. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to grant them full sabr and full patience during these troubling times. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to let them come out of this event as a better Muslimin and bring them closer to you. And let this event be a means of their sins being erased. And there's a dua maghfira for Brother Aleem Pai and for Brother Rayhan Aziz. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to grant them into the highest levels of Jannat al-Firdaus. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to let them rest in their grave peacefully, enjoying the breeze of Jannah. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to expand their graves to become one of the gardens of Jannah. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to let us all reunite with our loved ones who have passed in the highest levels of Jannah. And we ask Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala to all the Muslims who are suffering across the world to grant them ease and grant the people who have passed because of their suffering the status of Shaheed. Amin ya Rabbil Alameen. Subhana Rabbika Rabbil Azzati Amma Yusifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. A couple of quick announcements as you're headed out. Just a reminder that there are less than 50 tickets left for the fundraiser on Sunday. So please grab your tickets before they're sold out. There will be 3 surprise announcements at the fundraiser. So please grab them from one of the brothers or sisters in the lobby. Also a reminder that our Jummah times will be changing with daylight savings time ending. So the new Jummah times will be 12:45, 1:35, and 2:25 for the khutbah start time. So please plan to be here earlier next Friday. And lastly, we will be a polling location for the elections on November 5th on Tuesday, inshallah. Jazakum khair, everybody. Assalamu alaikum.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah.